Well, I must say that this 16 days against gender-based violence were one of the most visibly active from my perspective since I came into the campaign. And the reason why we could see that is because of the orange color, of course. We could see around the world that large numbers of UN country teams, UN offices, civil society organizations, celebrities, sports stars, they got engaged. From men and boys who are involved in the rugby teams or very famous tennis players who are tweeting about it. In various regions, which is very important, we have managed to reach not just developing countries, but countries like USA, for example, like Canada, because our message is a message of the human rights violation, not just message of development.
This was launched on the 25th of November. We are 16 days later on the 10th of December. Why 16 days?
The 16 days was set up a long time ago by civil society and women's movement, and 25th November is International Day to Eliminate Violence Against Women, and 10th of December is a Human Rights Day. From the United Nations perspective and from the Unite campaign perspective, we approach the issue of violence against women and girls as a human rights issue. So therefore, the 16 days between 25th November and 10th of December create that space within which we can highlight, be that various forms of harm or places where the violence takes place or constituencies that need to take part in it.
In 2014, we saw the launch of He for She, a movement calling men to participate in creating more gender equality. Do you think that had an effect on this year's 16 days of activism?
I think all of the work, particularly within UN Women, for example, on Beijing Plus 20, on He for She, and on the Unite campaign have kind of come together, and we worked on it to come together, because all of them are very linked and connected. And I think the importance of work of He for She involving men is also building on and connecting with the Secretary General's work on involving men on the issue of violence against women and creating his own network of men leaders to end violence against women. And all of this in terms of work this year is actually a platform, advocacy platform, and building for the next year for the Beijing Plus 20 and for the new development goals.
And so what you foresee now that the 16 days are over, what's the immediate work of UN Women?
Our next step is now we have a commitment and we have everybody involved, but what we want now is to make it very clear what needs to be done. You know, we need to focus on implementation. And now our next step will be to identify and clarify what that means, particularly coming up to Beijing Plus 20 and coming up to the new development goals. What steps need to be taken at the national level so that we have a real impact and a real change in lives of women and girls?
How long have you been working on this campaign, Unite Against Violence Against Women?
All my life. But specifically on the Secretary General's campaign, I've been here since 2010.
And have you seen changes since 2010? I mean,
oh, yes.
4 years later for women, have there been real changes?
Yes, oh yes. And, you know, we do have a concrete changes in terms of change of law, in terms of building the services, in terms of prevention, protection, and also provision of services. We have seen concrete changes, but of course that is not to say that the work is finished. Work is way from finished. There's still a lot to do.